talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And unfortunately, I want to turn to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember her? Marjorie Taylor Greene. The QAnon lady from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's the one who said she was flat out QAnon. In any event, she's the one who said that Nancy Pelosi should be assassinated. Hillary Clinton should be assassinated. Barack Obama should be assassinated. I'll tell you something. That's a felony to say that, but they don't have the guts to arrest her because she's a member of Congress. I think that's got to change. If it's a felony for you to say it, or for me to say it about, say, a Republican, which we would not do, and I don't countenance. Trump said that Hillary Clinton should be taken care of by the Second Amendment people and her bodyguard should be disarmed. And that's a felony. And they didn't go after him because he was a Republican nominee for president. That's got to change. This party has injected violence into our politics for the first time since George Washington was elected in 1788. The first time. No other president has suggested that his opponent be assassinated, and no other member of Congress has gone in and said the same thing. The closest, roughly about 1860, congressman from South Carolina, pro-slavery, went into the Senate chamber and almost beat to death a Lincoln Republican who was an abolitionist, Sumner from Massachusetts, trapped in his chair, couldn't get up, a lead-weighted cane, almost beat him to death. That was an assassination attempt. And you know, so there was a civil war after that. We're not going through that anymore. And that's why people like Green and Trump have got to be got out of the picture. Anyway, there's some fascinating polls that have been taken about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And it really brings home to me where the Republican Party is going and how it's seen. The first question to all respondents, it was a very broad poll, well-conducted poll, and margin of error is fairly, you know, they're usually 3%, that kind of thing. They asked an interesting question. They go to everybody. This wasn't just Republicans and Democrats. We're going to name two names, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Liz Cheney. Now, Liz Cheney's from Wyoming, the daughter of Dick Cheney, the vice president under George W. Bush. She's very conservative, but she has integrity, and she's the one that voted to impeach Donald Trump, one of the 10 Republicans in the House. There were 7 Republicans in the Senate who then voted to convict him. But she was especially interesting because she is the number 3 Republican in the House. Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, is number 1. Steve Scalise of Louisiana is number 2. She's number 3. When you have a member of the House leadership voting to impeach their own president, that's very significant. And a lot of people think very highly of her, including me. Anyway, question was, which one of the two do you think is more Republican? That's what they use the word more Republican to everybody. Marjorie Taylor Greene or Liz Cheney? Who's more Republican? Guess what? A plurality of them said Greene. 28% said Greene. 25% said Cheney. 47 had no opinion or refused to give it. Now, when you have 28% of the people in the country saying that Marjorie Taylor Greene is more Republican than Liz Cheney, and only 25% saying Liz Cheney is more Republican than Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is a statement that this country, opinion of the Republican Party is essentially QAnon. There's tremendous difference about favorability between Democrats and Republicans on Greene. 9% of the whole country, not this isn't Democrat or Republican. 9% of the whole country have a favorable impression of Green. That includes a lot of Democrats, which is why it's so low. 38% have an unfavorable. You know, that's about a 4-to-1 difference. That's about the worst favorability spread I've ever seen. And 52% never heard of Marjorie Taylor Greene. So you have 28% of the country saying that Greene is more Republican, but only 9% have a favorable view of her. But among Republicans, 17% have a favorable view of Marjorie Taylor Greene, 20% unfavorable. Remember, it's margin of error about 3%. They're about split. Half of the Republican Party almost has a favorable opinion of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, nationally, Liz Cheney has a 27% favorability rating with everybody, 19 unfavorable, much better than Marjorie Taylor Greene. Among Democrats, Liz Cheney is a Republican and the leadership has a 46% favorability rating, 9% unfavorable. I'm favorable towards her. But among Republicans, she only has a 7% favorability rating. So Liz Cheney among Republicans has a 7% favorability. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 17%. 2.5-to-1, Republicans are more favorable about Greene than Cheney. And then they ask the question, regardless of anything else, would you like to see these people have a higher role in the party? These are Republicans now. I'm going to limit this one to Republicans. All right. Which of the two do you think should have a bigger and more prominent role in the party? Republicans said Greene, 25%, over Cheney, 22%. That's what it was. And that is the opinion of the country and the Republicans about their own party. It is very clear to me that increasingly the Republican Party is seen nationally and is seen by itself as comfortable with QAnon, with conspiracy theory, and with violence. And that is a very disturbing phenomenon. It's not going to disappear overnight. I'm glad Joe Biden's president. He has experience. He's a calming influence. But we've got to keep this in mind. It is absolutely Pollyannish to say, well, now that Trump's out of there, it's okay. It's not okay. It's okay he's out of there, and he has a lot of legal problems, but it is not okay that this is the state of public opinion right now of the Republican Party. I want to turn to Evers' budget. Evers' budget, about a $91 billion budget over 2 years. And I want to talk right now, we'll talk elsewhere about his overall budget, but some things that he is doing right. He's putting in $226 million for higher ed in the state. Thank God, the UW system. Thank God. Thank God. Of that, $190 is the UW system. $36 million is for vocational technical education. Thank God. The Republican Party for 11 years has starved, diminished, and attacked the University of Wisconsin system and higher education. The phony argument that somehow it's elitist, it's wrong, it should just be a training site for Wisconsin business. In Stevens Point, they try to get rid of the humanities. Fortunately, that got rolled back. They're starving it, they're starving UWM, they're starving Madison, starving all the campuses in the state. Evers is putting it back in. The Republicans are liable to try to take it out, and he's going to have to be very aggressive in how he stands up to that. Of his $91 billion over the next 2 years, $1.6 billion is for public and private schools statewide, and that includes all schools, high school, grade school, charter school, that kind of thing. The increase for the UW is the biggest in 20 years. He also, Evers, is expanding Obamacare, repealing the right to work law, terrible law that, you know, this kills me, 2014. Walker's running for re-election. He shafted everybody with Act 10. The operating engineers and some of the others go to him and they say, well, we might endorse you over Mary Burke, but you got to give us your word. Your word. that you won't sign a right to work law. He said, you have my word. And they shook hands. He gets reelected. A few months later, he signs a right to work law. The Milwaukee Journal has an editorial back in September of that year that said his word is no good. He did it because he was running for president in 2016. He wanted to show he was anti-labor in the more conservative southern states. Now Evers has put in a bill to repeal it. The Republicans will probably try to strip it out. It's important to fight for it, though, to repeal right to work. Evers has kept in the freeze on UW tuition, which is great if you put in money to fund the university. I was in law school there in the early 70s. The state put in about 47 or 8% of the operating revenue that the UW system needed, the money. Now it's about 17%. Get it up. Get it back up, way up. We at one time were ranked number 34 in the world in universities in Madison. 34, that includes the whole United States. Merry old England, France, Germany, Spain, China, Japan. You know, places like Oxford, Cambridge, the Sorbonne, Salamanca, Heidelberg, all of these places. Wisconsin. And these clowns in the Republican caucus have tried to starve it. UWM is an R1 research institution. It's only a little over 100 in the country, in our whole country, out of many thousands. Some of our researchers in the physics department are part of the team that proved one of Einstein's theories. It's one of the greatest universities. We're going to a break.